Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald G. Rat Riley. I'm here with my beautiful, smart, kind wife,
Katasha Riley.
And today's conversation is entitled Text Time, Hashtag All You Need to Know, and More. Listen, audience, please listen. Welcome to our show, Dr. Gwynetta Wright.
Hey.
Hey, you heard that. Listen, we are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way down to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. And so we would like to say just welcome to our Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. Dr. Wright, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful.
Awesome. Dr. Wright, I can't wait to get started. I read your bio. I read your press release. And listen, we only have about 25 minutes to talk about what we need to talk about. And according to your press release, we do not have time to talk about all of your accomplishments and all the things that you have done. But hopefully we can touch on some things that's near and dear to your heart. Hopefully we can empower, we can educate, and inspire the community, okay?
That's what it's all about.
And it's definitely an honor.
Thank you.
It is definitely an honor.
Thank you.
Dr. Wright, you are what we call a serial entrepreneur. Now, what does that meaning mean to you?
So for me, it means that I don't just run one business. I run multiple businesses in different industries at one time.
Awesome. Now, Dr. Wright, we can't go over the whole list, but tell us some of the things that you do and what you're into.
So the most important thing is right now is that I am a tax professional at Expert Tax Service LLC. That's the most important one to me anyway, because that's my first business. That's the thing that I love the most. That's the thing that I feel like is a part of my ministry, and for me to be able to help and educate, you know, the community and the people I serve.
Awesome. That's so awesome. Now, Dr. Wright, I see on social media, and you're on there all the time, and you're giving free advices for everything from buying houses to doing taxes. Why do you give such valuable information away free to the public?
One, because you can't hold on to nothing that God has put into you. You get your blessings from giving and serving to others. And when you know that you're doing those things, you know that God's going to give it back to you in return. So for me, I could not be a steward of the things that the Lord has blessed me with. And so I feel like by me sharing information with people, I think that I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do.
Awesome. Now earlier I heard you say, you mentioned God. You mentioned sharing, you mentioned helping in your business. Is God a part of your business? Do you share your testimony? Do you talk about how God has inspired you and empowered you and educated you in business?
This whole interview will be about God. Everything I do is about God. I actually lead my business not by business principles, but I lead it by godly principles and what God want me to do. So if anybody asks me anything about my business, it's going to always be God in it some way, some shape, some form.
Awesome. Now, you know, my wife and I run a business called Overflow Salon and Barbershop. And though Overflow is a salon and barbershop, we tell the customers that God lives here. And so we definitely understand when you're operating a business, I wish people really understand a lot of the ideas that we get are divinely inspired.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, maybe in our case, sometime where you might not have enough, let's say, education in a particular area, the Holy Spirit will educate you and enlighten you on certain areas in business. And so I would just like to thank you for just, you know, sharing that with our listening audience. My second question, we are in the beginning of tax season, and a lot of things have changed. What are some of the new tax laws that we should know?
So everybody should be aware that all the credits that they have been receiving for the last 2 years due to the pandemic, they have went away, and they have reverted back to the original laws, the 2019 laws, which will in turn make refunds smaller than they have been in the past 2 years.
So you're saying no more $10,000 refunds?
You barely getting 10.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Now, you know, that's something that I don't believe a lot of people knew about that.
No, because the tax season is just really kicking off. So I think the media and the IRS and everybody's trying to get the news out. But I don't think people, they don't realize until they sit in front of a preparer, or they probably put it in a computer and know that, oh, this is real. We have seen where people might have got $15,000, $16,000 last year, and they might be getting $3,000 this year.
Oh, wow. So I imagine there's going to be a lot of upset people out here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. They already mad the ones I'm kind of in.
Oh, wow. Now, wow. Now, are they still doing like the pre-refund where you get your refund back before?
Yes, they are still doing the cash advances. So people are able to, you know, get some of their money before the IRS actually release it. And it's important right now because a couple of years ago, they had put into law where people that get certain credits that they could not receive their refund before February the 15th. So it's a lot of people are definitely in need of it.
Okay, now during COVID, a lot of people received the PPP and all that other stuff. Now, another thing. Now, I heard that Cash App was you were required to file what you make on Cash App. Is that true?
It is true to a certain extent, but they did actually extend that. It was supposed to take place this year, where if you made over $600, and that's if you make over $600 selling a service or a product, then you will have to get a 1099-K for merchant services. In the past, you will only get one if you made over $20,000. But now it's in law where you have to make, if you make over $600. But because the lenders and the merchant services was not going to be prepared for it as well, because there's going to be a lot of people, that the government decided to delay that for this year, even though it was supposed to start in January.
Awesome. Now, what is a 1099-K? I understand a 1099 as a business owner.
Right.
But what is a K?
So a 1099-K is for people who take credit cards. Okay. Like if you take credit cards or you do the transactions like Cash App, then you are issued a 1099-K. And then other terms, you know, you might receive cash or checks or anything like that, then you report that on a 1099 NEC. So it's different ways, just the transaction is determined at 1099.
Okay, so basically you're saying maybe not this year, but it's coming.
It's coming.
So be prepared because it's coming. So if you're one of those entrepreneurs and you have to swipe on your phone and you use a credit card machine, it is coming. So be prepared. Okay?
I got a question. Is that for just businesses or is for personal?
That's a good. That's a good question. So it has to be if your business is registered with those platforms as a business account, okay. Not if it's personal. Now, it doesn't mean, I think with Cash App did it some. Like if you have a lot of transactions that's over a certain amount, for them, they will cut you off because in their mind, they're thinking you're doing business transactions. So it's only for business transactions, and every platform has a business portion as well as a personal portion. So it's for the business portion, and I think that's where the misconception is at. But we don't know because a lot of times they're not educated, so we won't know until it actually come out how they're going to do it. Because I know Cash App still gave them out under $600 this year.
What about the other ones like Zelle and...
Yeah, I don't know if Zelle has a business platform or portion. I know we can send through our business account. Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, all of them.
Okay.
Awesome. Listen, just in case you're just tuning in, today's Sunday conversation is entitled Tax Time, #, all you need to know and more. In the studio with us today is the amazing Dr. Gwynetta Wright, and we are talking about taxes, something that, hey, you can't get past, okay? Now, Dr. Wright, Gwynetta Wright, what is the biggest mistake that we make in filing taxes?
Not paying our taxes.
Hold on. What you mean not? I mean, as a business owner, aren't you allowed to wait up to 3 years to file your taxes?
Mm-mm. Who told y'all that?
No. I heard that. So we have to file our taxes every year?
Every single year you're required to file your taxes.
Every single year?
Every single year. You're supposed to pay your taxes every single year, too. So I'm calling this an epidemic of people not paying their taxes. Tax season just started. from employees to business owners, it's an epidemic of people not having any federal taxes taken out their checks, which is making the refunds even smaller and also making a lot of people owe.
Awesome, awesome. Dr. Gwinnett Wright, you do so many different things in our community. And personally, my wife and I would just like to just thank you. And one of the most favorite things that we love that you do is something called Reach for Your Dreams. Could you tell us, now is that's a 501c3, correct?
Correct.
Now tell us about Reach for Your Dreams.
So Reach for Your Dreams is my people ain't even here. It's my nonprofit organization. We've been in existence for the last 10 years in the Georgia area. We primarily operate out of Columbus, Georgia and the Atlanta area. We teach individuals, we don't have an age group, on how to reach for their dreams by providing life skills, education, and most importantly, community outreach. We do community events where we give away toys, we give away back to school supplies. We just believe in sewing into the community. So it's just something that, again, I'm about service.
Now, we have participated in your nonprofit.
Yes.
And it is an amazing event here in Columbus. Usually it's held at Shirley B. Winston. Mm-hmm. And the kids have an amazing time, but also the adults. Now, one of my favorite parts of that whole event is that not only do you give the kids had an opportunity to get some great gifts, but they have fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, cornbread, peas, and all kind of good food. And I'm talking about good food by some good hometown cooking people. I'm telling you, it is amazing. And that says a lot about when you put things out, you do it from the heart, but you give people what you would want to have as well.
Absolutely. But now let's add you all coming in and doing y'all service part and cutting the kids' heads. So, I mean, I think it's just important that at the end of the day, you know, who are we without helping other people? And like you said, for me, I get joy out of seeing other people happy. I get joy out of blessing other people and giving people things that they might not have. So it's a joy to do.
You know, our 501c3 Overflow Outreach, it was birthed, for me personally, because as a child, I really didn't have much. And so when God put me in a position to be able to bless, I wanted to reach back. I heard someone say that you measure success by how many people you're able to help reach and touch.
Absolutely.
And so I just thank you for that. So my question to you, Dr. Wright, what was the inspiration in birthing Reach for Your Dreams? What's the backstory on that?
I started doing a Christmas party actually through Expert Tax Service before I did it through Reach for Your Dreams. And I wanted to give back because God had blessed me so much in my business. So we was doing this toy giveaway. And then I wanted to do more. And, you know, people tell you, like, I should be doing it through a nonprofit. So I decided to do it through a nonprofit instead of doing through my for-profit business. One, because I didn't want people to think that I was just doing it so that I can gain customers. I think that was my mindset at the time, because I really truly was doing it from my heart. And I didn't want it to be attached to any type of promotion. I wanted to do it and really show people that, you know, that you're supposed to give back. But ultimately, the organization within itself, which is Expert Tax Service, Reach for Your Dream, everything I do, all of it come from God. Like, it's a vision that God gave me. It's not nothing that I'm saying, oh, I see so-and-so doing this, I see so-and-so doing that, let me go do it. Every business I have, everything that I do, is because God told me. I call myself on assignment.
Amen.
And, you know, I know on a personal note that everything that Dr. Wright does is first class. Mm. We have interviewed many people in the studio, but never have anyone brought their assistant. Okay? Dr. Wright has her assistant. So that lets you know that this woman is about her business. Amen?
Amen.
Now Dr. Wright, I have to ask you a slight personal question. Okay. Not very personal, but how do you balance your physical, mental, and spiritual health
with so many different businesses and things that you have your hands in?
It ain't no balance, you know. For me, I call it taking it day by day. Some days I have good days, some days I have bad days, but ultimately every day I get back up to fight. When I'm wore out and I feel like I don't know why I'm doing the things I'm doing, I ultimately always have to turn to the Lord. Like, I have to sometimes I go away, go to a hotel room, try to clear my mind. I go out of town to get in a different environment so I can feel a different type of atmosphere. I pray a lot. Like, I don't just pray when I go to bed. I pray throughout the day. I stream Jesus all day. Ain't a lie to you. And when I'm streaming Jesus through the day or saying, God, oh, Lord, help me, I'm really streaming, Lord, help me to give me strength to continue to go on through the day, because I do juggle a lot of different things, and it's really, really hard. Some people think it's easy because I probably do it seamlessly, but it's very, very hard. So, you know, I turn to God in it all. And I know a lot of times when I do interviews, I know I don't be wanting to sound like I'm so godly, but I am. It is who it is. I know who my resource is from. And every answer, I go through God. I ain't perfect. And, you know, I have, you know, my flesh, but it's always God.
Now, Dr. Wright, when I see you, I always call you the little lady with the big voice. Cause how tall are you?
I'm 4'8".
When I tell you, she stand up like she's 7 feet. And I really admire that, you know, about you. But every time I see you, you always just cute to death. So I'm going to ask you the question of, what is Pretty Boss Fashions?
Okay, so that's my boutique. Pretty Boss Fashion is the business name, but I do business as Pretty Essential. I opened a storefront in Columbus in July that's right next door to my tax office on Macon Road. And it's about everything pretty, everything that a woman needs as far as to make their wardrobe pop, stand out, make you feel good. For me, it's about presenting items and products to people to build their confidence.
Okay, I love that.
Now, Doc, in your opinion, why is small business so important in our community of Columbus, Georgia? Because understand, COVID took a toll on a lot of small businesses, and I believe a lot of businesses didn't make it because financially they didn't have their paperwork together.
Right. That's definitely so. I think small businesses are important because we're the backs of the community. Like, you know, y'all are in the beauty industry. And I know for me, when I go to the beauty shop, right, my hairstylist is my therapist. You know, that's who I talk to, because everybody else around me, you know, sometimes you can't talk to them because they in it, you know. And because we help, you know, we hold each other hands. You can't do that in big corporations. And so I think it's just very important for small businesses to thrive in the community so that we can help each other, so we can be a legacy for our family. So that, to me, they're just very important.
Awesome. Now, Dr. Wright, when I was a young soldier and I would file my taxes and I'd get my refund back, the first place I would go would be to the mall. And I'd buy the latest shoes, I'd buy some pants, some shirts, some gold, and all these other things. Now that I'm a 54-year-old man, I understand that's the wrong answer. And so my question, Dr. Wright, what can you tell someone who is interested in opening up a business, a small business, for the first time, and they just received, let's say, about $5,000 or $6,000 back on their return? How can they invest that return in the community and get a return?
Of course, starting a business, you know, flipping your money. You know, the biggest thing is to start by legalizing whatever idea that you have. You know, so investing in getting your LLC. You can do it as a sole proprietor, but, you know, get it legally. Make your foundation be strong. You're legal as a sole proprietor, but make it be strong. Go buy some inventory or coaching or inventory. Do whatever you need to do in order to, you know, be able to educate yourself to flip whatever you're trying to do or to make the thing that you're trying to do to thrive. Or, you know, the quickest way to make some money is to get online and flip some product, you know what I'm saying? And then that way you can turn that money, reinvest that money into grow whatever it is you're trying to build.
Man, you know what? That is such a great idea.
That is.
Now, Doc, how long have you been in business? Now, according to my list, you have 1,742 different businesses. But how long have you been in business?
I have been an entrepreneur for 17 years in September this year.
Okay. Now, I heard you speak at an event before, Doc, and I know that you invest in yourself.
Absolutely.
And so you invest in going to different conferences and listen to different coaches. How has that impacted your life? And do you recommend that let's say you get your taxes back. Do you recommend that?
I definitely do, because investing in the right coach is a cheat code. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you don't have to pay nobody for that because you can go to Google or you can watch that on YouTube. But when you're doing that, you're just getting different information, trying to put it together as one, versus when you're investing in a coach or a mentor, somebody who has done what you're trying to do and has been where you're trying to get, then they can save you time on some of the things that they failed at or they bumped their head at. And that way you don't have to do those same things and you can get to where you're trying to get to quicker.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because we are coaches. And so that is very important to get you a coach, not only for that, but a coach that understand the mental aspect of business and mm-hmm. what you might have went through even in relationship.
Right.
Because all your businesses, you have to have a relationship with them and the people that actually help
Absolutely.
You on your team.
Absolutely.
Listen, if you're just tuning in to today's Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, it is entitled Text Time, #, Everything You Need to Know and More. And we're sitting here with Dr. Gornetta Wright, a most amazing lady in our city. Now, my next question, Dr. Wright, is every time I see you, you have two young ladies with you. And I know no man is an island. Tell us about those two young ladies with you. Are they your assistants or your business partners? What do they do to assist you?
Shoot, they all of those things. They're my assistants. They're my partners in some business. They're my sisters, my best friends. They are my rocks. So I'm blessed. A lot of people can't say that they have two people in their lives that support their visions, that they're able to build with. And so my sister, which is Tiffany Wright, and my best friend, Deontay Blunt, we do everything together. It started when I decided to go in business. I didn't want to leave anybody behind. And so I invited everybody to come with me at the time. I don't tell everybody to do that because I don't know, you know.
Wow.
But I invited everybody to come along with me. Either you want to come or you don't. And with those two, honestly, they the ones that lasted.
You had the hammer syndrome, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, but it was one of those things. What I learned, though, for me, it was imposter. I had imposter syndrome, you know, to the point where, you know, I was scared of success. And I was scared that if I got too big, that the people around me would judge me. So I realized that I brought them, so many people with me to make me comfortable.
Hmm. And what is that called again?
Imposter syndrome.
Wow.
That... I understand that. Most definitely. I do understand
that. Well, speak on it then, Ms. Riley.
I understand that because when I first started in just business, it was in the business of Taco Bell. I was in high school before I started my career as a cosmetologist, and we were taught how to be a team. Mm. And I took that same thing everywhere I went, because that was the first experience of me working to build and to train, even as a manager. And I was afraid to be a boss. And so I always bossed myself down, because if I couldn't take you with me, I just didn't want to leave you. I didn't want you to feel a certain type of way. And I just learned that sometimes, you know, even when you're trying to help somebody else or celebrate somebody else in their success, they will become jealous of your success.
Absolutely.
And it is a hard pill to swallow when you're not like that. When you don't, you know, have that thing called jealousy. I don't even like saying that word.
Right.
But it's true that those things can come with the success. Envy comes with the success. Going to the next level, it comes with that, and you have to learn how to deal with that, even when it makes you feel a certain type of way. And you have to leave people sometime behind, and sometimes you just have to separate from people because the season is up.
Absolutely.
And so I most definitely understand that.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Wright, you have been the most amazing guest ever. Is there anything you would like to say before we close out Sunday Conversation with the Rileys?
First, I want to thank y'all for allowing me to come have conversation with you all today. I appreciate it. But definitely, if you're looking to get your taxes done, definitely come see me at Expert Tax Service in Columbus on Macon Road, off behind the Dairy Queen. And you know, if you're in the surrounding areas or you just don't have time to come in somebody's office, submit your information to me, www.experttaxservices.com. and if you want to be educated on taxes, follow me on Facebook at Expert Tax Service. I do a weekly live just talking about everything that's going on in the tax industry.
Awesome sauce. Thank you. This has been another great episode of Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.